I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. 30 years ago Friday, the movie Bull Durham premiered. The film merged baseball and romantic comedy, all while showcasing the state of North Carolina. Filming locations in the state included Durham, Raleigh, Greensboro, Wilson, Old Fort, and Asheville. Bull Durham's biggest legacy, though, is the resurgence it sparked in minor league baseball that's still felt today. Bull Durham was released in 1988. While minor league baseball had been around for decades by that time, it didn't really resemble what it does now, says Asheville Tourist team president Brian DeWine.
When minor league baseball first started, oftentimes it would just be, they would take the name of their affiliate, they would play in front of a few hundred fans, and it just was what it was.
In 1988, the total attendance for all of minor league baseball was just over 21.6 million people. Last season, total attendance was nearly double that.
Bull Durham kind of showed everyone what minor league baseball was, that, yeah, there's bus rides and there was craziness, but it was also a lot of fun.
North Carolina, where Bull Durham is set, is a great example of the growth of minor league baseball the past three decades. Of the 11 teams in the state, seven play in stadiums open since the movie premiered. An eighth will open in 2 years when the Buies Creek Astros move to Fayetteville. While Bull Durham isn't the only reason for that growth, it certainly is a reason for it, says DeWine.
Yeah, I think it showed that this was legit. That minor league baseball, you could see some great baseball. You could see players who were going to, the next day, maybe be in the major leagues.
The tourists and their home, McCormick Field, were featured in a small but important part of Bull Durham, and the team is celebrating that this weekend. But to understand the significance in depth of the celebrations the tourists are doing, we'll need a quick synopsis of the film. Bull Durham is the story of Annie Savoy, who teaches English 101 and beginning composition at Alamance Junior College part-time. Annie is a full-time fan of baseball, though, and in particular, the Durham Bulls.
I've tried them all I really have, and the only church that truly feeds the soul day in, day out, is the Church of Baseball.
Annie, played by Susan Sarandon, soon takes to young pitcher Ebby Calvin Nuke LaLouche, played by Sarandon's future ex-husband Tim Robbins. As the story goes, Nuke has a million-dollar arm and a five-cent head, so Annie takes him under her wing, so to speak, to show him life and baseball advice. But the Bulls soon send aging catcher Crash Davis to Durham to do the same thing.
Relax. All right, don't try to strike everybody out. Strikeouts are boring. Besides that, they're fascist. Throw some ground ball. It's more democratic.
Davis, played by Kevin Costner, has been in the minors so long, he is close to breaking the all-time minor league home run record, though he wants no one to know about it. Throughout the season, Annie and Crash show Nuke the ropes, all the while fighting their attraction to each other. In the film's climax, Nuke gets called up to the majors. The Bulls no longer need Crash and release him.
Crash took off at dawn. Said he heard there might be an opening for a catcher in Asheville in the South Atlantic League.
By this point, Crash needs only one more home run to set the minor league record. And at McCormick Field, he does it.
Bring it. Bring it. Bring it.
When Crash hit his 247th home run, I knew the moment it happened. But I'm sure nobody else did. And the sporting news didn't say anything about it.
The tourists, with the help of the sporting news, have righted that wrong with the program fans will receive this weekend. It's a mock 1988 cover of the magazine with a photo of Crash Davis in his tourist uniform with the caption 247. Its authenticity even extends to the address tag, which is addressed to Annie Savoy using the correct address of Durham's historic Manning House, which was used as the character's home in the film.
Full many a flower is born to blush unseen and waste its sweetness on the desert air. Thomas Gray.
The first 1,000 fans at Saturday's game will get a Crash Davis bobblehead doll, and the tourists will wear 1988 throwback jerseys with a 247 patch on the sleeve. It's all to celebrate one of baseball's greatest moments, however fictional it may be. I'm Matt Bush.